When you speak of the whole Roman territory of the Roman Empire,
他们以为他们征服了那个时候的世界。
They thought that they had conquered the world of that time.
所以大西洋可以说就是他们的边界。
So they thought that the Pacific was the edge.
到了大西洋已经到了地极了。
So they had already reached the remotest parts of the earth.
一直等到哥伦布才知道说世界外面世界，天外面有天。
And so only in the time of Columbus did they see that outside there was more.
所以对犹太人来说
So for the Jews,
他们最后终于碰到 the edge of heaven.
At the very end, they touched the edge of heaven.
他们只要在他们到了西班牙
Because they arrived at Spain.
现在他们只要走在海边上
They just have to walk on the seashore.
他们看见这个天跟大西洋是连在一起。
They see that the sky and the ocean were gathered together.
他们可以告诉自己说,
and they could say,
我们不必再漂流。
We no longer have to wander.
我们已经漂流到极处。
We have already wandered to the edge.
我们终于碰到了天的, the end of heaven.
We have finally touched the edge of heaven.
但是没有想到,
but they never thought.
就在那一年,
at that year,
天主教当局下一道命令。
The Catholics, they had one edict.
意思就是说，要么他们相信罗马天主教
，either they believed in the Roman Catholicism，
要么他们离开西班牙不带走任何的东西
，or they had to leave Spain with no belongings。
但是不要忘记
，but don't forget，
在这以前
，before that，
犹太人已经为西班牙建立了300年的黄金时期。
The Jews already created a golden age for the Spaniards at that time, for the Spain at that time.
那个时候如果你走到西班牙的马路上
When you walk through the roads and streets of Spain,
如果你说我是西班牙人
If you said, I'm a Spaniard,
你非常骄傲
You're very proud.
但如果你说我是犹太人
But if you said you were a Jew,
你更骄傲
You're even more proud.
为什么
Why?
很稀奇的
It's quite amazing.
就的的确确这些犹太人为西班牙的确是建立了300年的黄金时代。
Indeed, the Jews built upon for Spain 300 years of a golden age.
但一夜之间
，but within one night，
说变脸就变了脸。
They turned.
结果呢，一看见他们不能不离开西班牙。
They couldn't help but have to leave Spain.
所以，请大家记得
，remember，
他们以为不再漂流。
They thought they weren't going to wander anymore.
所以等到哥伦布坐船要到美洲去的时候
So when Columbus was going to go to North America,
那是8月1号
It was August 1st.
他亲眼看见许多的犹太人在那天就被离开了他们的家乡
And he saw many of the Jews being forced away from their homeland.
那当然很多的犹太人后来就到了意大利
And of course, many Jews went to Italy.
所以他们又建立了一个城叫做 Florence.
And they then built a city called Florence.
犹太人到哪里就把繁荣带到哪里。
Whenever Jews came, they brought abundance and riches.
而我们知道说这个 Florence 就那个时候世界最大的一个城。
And we know that Florence became the greatest city of that time.
就好像纽约是最大的城一样。
Just like New York City.
那个时候我们知道说他们当然有一部分要漂流到这个漂流到这个意大利去。
And many of those Jews wandered to Italy.
结果呢没有想到。
Then,
因为哥伦布发现了新大陆。
Because, Columbus, discovered the new mainland.
所以犹太人才知道说他们还没有到天的极处。还没到了地极。
Then they knew that the Jews knew that they hadn't reached the edge of heaven.
他们不只可以往东走，他们还可以往西走。
They could still go east. They could still go west.
所以就在他们或者往东，或者往西。
So as they were going east or west,
他们开始漂流在这地上的时候
，as they were wandering on this earth,
他们庆祝逾越节。
They celebrated the Passover.
也庆祝他们的祝棚节。
And they celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles.
但是连着两年。
But consecutively 2 years,
在他们漂流的路上
as they were wandering on the road,
他们看见月亮是满的
they saw a full moon,
但是看见月亮满月变红
but they also saw it as red as the blood moon.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你说这是偶然的一件事吗
Do you think that this is just coincidental?
很稀奇
It's quite amazing.
等到你离开了家乡
when you leave your home,
每次你看见月亮，你有感觉的。
Every time you look at the moon, you will feel something.
你知道你不是个在家里的人。
You will know that you are homeless.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
这个故事。
This story.
就给我们看见说，以色列人好不容易定下来了。
The people of Israel finally were able to settle.
结果他们又要开始漂流。
But then they had to start wandering again.
下一次。
The next time
是1949
that it happened was
1949. 那1949年前一年发生了什么事？
What happened the year prior to 1949?
你看见以色列居然复国了。
You see the rebirth of the nation of Israel.
无花果树发着长叶。
The fig tree, the branch became tender and bore leaves.
结果以色列政府就到上海就发了5000张的签证。
And the people, the Israeli government went to Shanghai and gave 5,000 visas.
结果有5000个犹太人从中国就回来了。
And 5,000 Jews came from China back to Israel.
这就应验了圣经里面以赛亚书49章说这些人从秦国来。
So it talks about, it fulfills the prophecy of the fact that these came back from the nation of China.
所以他们不是从中国回来。
Not only did they come back from China.
他们从全世界106个国家回来。
They came back from 106 countries.
请大家记得。
Remember,
就在1949-1950的时候
In 1949-1950
他们在回家的路上
As they were going home
他们庆祝他们的逾越节
As they celebrated the Passover
也庆祝他们的祝棚节
As they celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles
是满月不错
It was a full moon, yes
但是满月变红
But they were red as blood
稀奇吧
Isn't it amazing?
所以如果你仔细来看1492年、93年和1498年。
If you look at 1493 and 1948.
1949年。
If you look at 1949.
一面给我们看他们怎么样的分散。
On one hand, you see how they were scattered.
一面你看见神重新又他们召聚回来。
But on the other hand, you see how the Lord gathers them together.
所以我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
会不会每一次满月变红像血
Is it every time when the whole moon becomes red as blood?
背后所告诉我们的故事
The story behind it
乃是以色列的悲欢离合
Is it the story of a joyful gathering and a sad scattering?
那如果这样的话
If that's the case
那会不会他们的故事就是教会的故事
Could that then be the story of the church?
那弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问
we have to ask,
当我们聚在一起
when we gather together,
不是像满月一样吗
isn't it like when it's a full moon?
但是为什么满月变红像血呢
but why when the full moon turns red like blood?
你最满意的时候还有不满意
you are most satisfied, but you're also dissatisfied.
不错你和一般弟兄姊妹聚在一起
yes, you gather with some brothers and sisters.
你要问一个问题
you ask a question.
在这个地方
Here,
难道蒙恩得救的人就是我们这些人吗
Are the only believers who are saved by grace just us?
我们有什么理由可以分开我们
What reason can separate us?
语言可以分开我们吗
Can language divide us?
文化能够分开我们
Can culture divide us?
背景能够分开我们
Can a background divide us?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
请我们记得
Let us remember
什么叫做满月变红像血
What does it mean when the whole moon became like blood?
就是弟兄的影子太伟大了。
It is because the earth's shadow is too great.
结果就投影投在月亮身上。
And it is set and projected upon.
你知道吗？这就是为什么今天教会分裂的原因。
That is why the church is divided today.
这彼得太伟大了。
Peter is too great.
他把他影子投在教会身上。
His shadow is upon the church.
有人说我是属基法的。
Some say I'm Cephas.
保罗太伟大了。
Because Paul is too great.
不是他自己做的。
It is not he
who
did it.
是别人把他的影子就投在教会身上。
Somebody took his shadow and cast it upon the
church. 有人说我是属保罗的。
Some people say I'm of Paul.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
结果月食就产生。
Therefore,The eclipse happens.
结果你看见的是满月变红像血。
Then you see the whole moon turns red like blood.
你知道有个很有名的雕刻家叫米开朗基罗。
You know a very famous sculptor, Michelangelo.
他每次拿一块石头要做 masterpiece 的时候。
Every time he wants to create a masterpiece out of a stone.
他开始雕刻。
Once he starts sculpting.
他头上一定要带一盏灯。
He always has to wear a light on his forehead.
人家问他你为什么要带一盏灯呢
Why do you have to have that light on your your forehead?
他说我害怕。
He says, I'm fearful.
他如果不小心的话，
If I am not careful,
我就把我的影子就投在这个 masterpiece 上。
My shadow will be cast upon my masterpiece.
我就糟蹋了我的东西。
And I will have wasted it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
想想看。
Think about it.
为什么教会四分五裂？
Why is the church scattered
and divided? 为什么教会快近乎分裂的边缘？
Why is it at the edge of destruction?
你也伟大，我也伟大。
It's because you are great, I'm great.
你试着把影子投在教会。
You try to cast your shadow on the church.
他试着把他的高见投在教会。
He also casts it upon the church.
我们在世界上，
We are on this world.
都很能干。
We are so capable.
有的是医生。
Some are doctors.
有的是律师。
Some are lawyers.
我们都很有成就。
We are very accomplished.
我们影子都很大。
Our shadow is great.
就像月亮的影子一样。
Just like the shadow of the moon.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果没有十字架的工作。
If we don't have the work of the cross.
迟早有一天。
Sooner or later.
我们一定会四分五裂。
We will be divided and scattered.
所以以色列的悲欢离合时。
So the people of Israel, in their joyous gathering and their sad scattering,
就是教会的悲欢离合时。
It is the same joyous gathering and sad scattering of the church.
一个时间的缘故。
Because of time.
我们只看了两个例子。
We only see two examples.
明天下午。
Tomorrow afternoon.
也许我们看得更多一点。
We might see even more.
我们应该会更清楚一点。
And they'll be clearer.
不过我结束以前呢，我愿意提一件事。
But before I end, I want to mention one thing.
刚好发生在2014年。
And it happened in the year 2014.
你记得吗？1492年。
1492.
西班牙人就把犹太人赶出去了。
The Spaniards cast out the Jews.
到了今年2014年。
In the year 2014.
那西班牙国会就有就对决定了一件事，政府要实行的。
So the Spanish Congress decided one thing.
他说。1492年我们把以色列人赶走是错的。
That they said that when they sent away the Jews in 1492 that it was wrong.
所以他们向所有犹太人道歉。
So they had a public apology to every single Jew.
而且欢迎他们回来。
And welcomed them to return.
只要他们能够证明他们的的确确是当时去过西班牙。
As long as they can prove that they were in Spain at that time.
这个不是很困难。
It's not very difficult.
你从他的名字可以看得出来。
You can see it by their names.
所以现在名单已经出来了。
So there's already a name list.
所以刚好就在2014年。
So in the year 2014.
你看稀不稀奇。
It's quite amazing.
他们承认，他们说你们可以回来。
They said you can come home.
只要你们回来，那么你们就可以就可以成为西班牙的公民。
And if you come back, you can become a Spanish citizen.
你当然你到时候也变成有欧盟的一员。
And then you will also become part of the European Union.
这是今年刚刚发生的事。
It just happened this year.
所以这些刚刚发生的事。
These things that just happened.
背后是不是偶然的呢？
In the background, is it just coincidence?
今年、明年怎样我不知道。
We don't know about next year.
但是我们回过头去看。
But when we look back,
回过头去看过去这几次满月变红像血。
When we see these many occurrences of the moon turning red like blood,
你发现都和以色列的悲欢离合时有关系。
It has all to do with the joyous gathering and the sad scattering of the Jewish people.
简单的来说。
In other words,
这八次
these eight occurrences,
满月变红像血
when the whole moon turns like blood,
好像一个大纲，好像一个 outline 一样
it's just like an outline,
就把整个以色列的飘欢悲欢离合时把它完全描写出来
it very and describes clearly the gathering of joy as well as the sad scattering of the Jewish people.
根据圣经，他们先是被抛到北方的几处。
At the very beginning, they were sent out to the north.
然后漂流到西方的几处。
And then to the edges of the west.
然后最后漂流到东方的几处。
Then to the edges of the east.
一点都没有错。
No, that is correct.
你只要温习这八次变红，满月变红像血。
If you are to review these eight occurrences of the blood moons.
就预言来说，我不清楚。
As to prophecy, I might not be clear.
但是就是历史的教训来讲，是再清楚不过。
But as to the teaching of history, it's very clear.
但如果你光注意以色列的 漂流时。
But if you only look at the times that the Israel, people of Israel wandered.
如果忘记了教会的分裂时。
But if you forget the history of division of the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们就等于我们像鸵鸟一样，把我们的头就栽在沙土里面，什么都看不见。